Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem Dalet. And we're here at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. If you remember, we said at the end of yesterday, we said that the Mishnah says, we pointed out, a Mishnah says in Gittin, that an Ara Marasa, according to the Tanakhama, right, that can get her own get. An Ara that is engaged can receive her own get. Her father can receive it as well. And Rav Yehuda said that is not true. Right? It's only the father that gets the get. And then we had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said the machlokas by Gershon is also machlokas by Kiddushin, and the fact that the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, right, is both by Gershon and Kiddushin, that it both by Gershon and Kiddushin, the Tanakama would say, right, that it's either the father, right, or the girl herself can accept and receive the Kiddushin and the Gershon. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, but machlokas is by Gershon, but everybody agrees that by Kiddushin, right, it's only the father, right, that is the one who's able to accept the Kiddushin. So the Gemara just says, now, if I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, live the Rabbanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's logic? Right? What's Rabbi Yochanan's sheet? According to the Rabbanan, who say that she is able to accept her get, and the father is able to accept the get, but that's not true by Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Gershon, by a get, the machnasis asma l'shus avia, right, she's going back into the father's rishus. So bein hi, bein avia, so therefore either one can re-accept the get and make her back into the father's rishus. But by Kiddushin, the mafkas asma l'shus avia, avia v'alohi, right, by Kiddushin, when she's leaving the father's with the father's rishus, right, since he has full control over that, right, and therefore he is the only one who can accept the Kiddushin and not her. So Gemara says, v'hadar, Vahare Mimer, but what about Mimer? Mimer, if you remember, from Yevamos, right, is a scenario where a woman falls to a couple of brothers, right? Again, Mimer is Kiddushin Dirabanan by Yevama, right? If you remember, she falls to a couple of brothers for Yibam, right? Any one of the brothers can do Yibam, but one of them gets up and does a Kiddushin Midirabanan, right? Some sort of Kiddushin that's called Mimer, and that she is therefore designated for that brother, right, to do, to marry. Right, so what about Mimer? Mimer, again, the case where the Nara is now, unfortunately, lost her husband, Rachman al-Tzlan, and now she falls to the brothers for Yibam. We say the Mafkas Asma Rishisavia, right, and through Mimer, she, again, what happens when her husband dies? She kind of goes back to the father's Rishos, and now when she does Mimer, right, she's taking herself out of the father's Rishos, not entirely, but in the sense that she is now, the father had a choice, right, to marry her off to one of the brothers, right, if she's still a katana, or a nara, and lechora, when she does mimer, she's no longer able. Right, the father no longer can marry her off to anybody he wants. So he's leaving her rishus, right, in that sense. So by mimer, right, with tanaim, we learned in our brisa or mishnah, should be mishnah or brisa, I'm not sure. Katana min erizin in osim ba mimer. Right, if you have a katana from Arison, right, again, she was just engaged, and we don't do mimer, elimi das avia, right, we can only do it from the father's, with the father's das, with the father's agreement. Right, bemi das asma, bemi das avia, right, regardless of whether, right, she, I'm sorry, vehanara, and bemi das asma, bemi das avia, and a nara can do it, right, regardless of the father's rishos, das, right, the nara herself can do it if she's a nara. Again, and here we're seeing that a nara is going out of her father's rishos, but she's accepting, right, the mimer, right. So that's against what we just said. We said the whole reason why she can't do it is because she, when she leaves the father's rishos, she has no control of the process. So the Gemara says, "Eliyit mar hachimer." So it must be that, no, but we have to say a little differently. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My time is Rabbi Yochanan. I live with the Rabbanan. Right, what's the reason? Why is Rabbi Yochanan, again, make this split according to the Rabbanan, that by Kiddushin, right, the father has full control, and by Gershin, either one of them can get the get. Kiddushin demidaita avia velohi, right, because Kiddushin is from the das of the father. Right, the father is the one in control of the process here, so it's only him. But Gershin debal korcha, right, but Gershon is against everybody's will. Right, bein hi, bein avia. So regardless, right, either one of them can accept the Gershon because it's against their will. Right, the Gershon happens from the das of the husband. Right, so that the father is not really a player as much as he is by Kiddushin. Aye, there Mimer demidaita. But one second, right, we said by Mimer, right, again is with the wife's das. Have a katani bein hi, bein avia. Right, we said that with her das is involved here, and she can do either one, right? So why would meaning you would expect the father to be able to control the maimer, because again, that's like the marriage. It's like kiddushin. So it says hasar maimer the bal korcho by Rebbe. So there again, why? So therefore, why do we say by maimer that she's able to do it? Again, if you're telling me the split is whether if the girl is in control of things, so by kiddushin, right, the girl has to give her das. So the father's in control of that because he supplies the das. And therefore, he is the only one who can do it. But if there's no das required in the das of the woman, so then it can be either the father or the daughter. Ivan Mimer is with her das, and she can do it's either her or the father, right? That goes against what we just said. So Gemara says, no, Hasa Mimer de Bal Korcha v'Rebbe. Because there, that's a case of Mimer Bal Korcha, right, v'Rebbe. What's that story? The Tanya is with another. Baisa Ha'usa Mimer b'Vimto Shalomi Das, Midaita. Person, again, we know that Yibum can be Shalomidas. Yibum can happen, right? The Bia between the Yavam and the Yavama can happen even if they were unaware of it, right? Just the Bia itself is all that's necessary. Das is not necessary. So if they do Mimer without the Das of the girl, so Rebbe Omer Kona Chum Omerim Lo Kona. The Rebbe says that works. So that's what we're talking about over here. The Chum happened to say that doesn't work. My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's logic? So Gemara may be a Yavama, right? Again, he lines up Mimer like Yavama, as we just pointed out. The be of Yavama, ma be a Yavama bal korcha, af hacha, navi bal korcha. Just like you could do Yibum bal korcha, so too Mimer. For Rabbanan, Savri, what do they hold? The Alfina mi Kiddushin, without like from Kiddushin, right? Mimer is a Kiddushin de Rabbanan. Ma Kiddushin de Midaita, right? Af hacha navi midaita, just Kiddushin is Midas, right? So too. It has to be midas as well. Michael Mifgi, what's the machlokes? So Rabbi Sover, merely diyavam miyavam havalei lemelef. For Rabban Sover, kiddushin the kiddushin havalei lemelef. But again, the Rebbe is focusing on comparing the halachos from yavama, keeping it within the world of yavama, and the chachamim are saying this is a type of kiddushin. Therefore, we're applying the halachos from kiddushin. Hachanami mistavra, and this makes a lot of sense. The kavmataris Rabbi Yochanan, in terms of Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Right, that the way he explained the Chachamim, that there's a split between Kiddushin, right, and Gerushin, that by Gerushin, right, either one of them can accept it, but by Kiddushin, it's only the father. And Mintikatani Seifa, because the second part of the Bryce says, Masha Ein Kain Big Kiddushin, right, we said that that this does not apply that by Kiddushin, meaning that by Mimer, right, that we say either one can take it, but by Kiddushin, right, the father is the one. Right, who accepts the kiddushin, and that supports Rabbi Yochanan. So, Ela Neima Davi Tiyuv to the Reish Lakish. Okay, that's a good proof. That's not a good proof. That supports the way Rabbi Yochanan learned the Machlokes. So maybe that's against Reish Lakish. So, Machal Reish Lakish. No, not really. Not a proof against me. He would say, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Damar Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ka'achas. Again, as we saw, right, that Braisa is talking about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, it's holding within Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and says that two people can't be involved and have a shaychus, right, to create this transaction, right? So again, so that's why, right, that by kiddushin, right, it's only the father. So Gemara says, but that problem is that Rabbi Yehuda, right, mashenkin by kiddushin, mashenkin by gerushin mibayalei. Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds it in both cases; it's only the father. So why would we mention it's kiddushin, right? Gerushin is a much greater chiddush. We should have mentioned that it's not true by gerushin, i.e., that the father is the only one who can accept the Gerushin. Gemara says, "Enachinami." True, fair. We could have said that, but I did the Tana Maimer, the dummy, the Kiddushin. Enachinami, Mashen came with Kiddushin. Right, since we're talking about Maimer in that Brisa, right, we thought to compare it to Kiddushin, right, which is kind of the same thing, right, as we said, it's Maimer and actual Kiddushin. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Maimer. Now the Gemara says. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Mimer is different? Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that the father can only do Kiddushin, but why can Mimer be done by, right, the wife, right, or the father? So holds Zekukah v'Amedah. So he holds that since she's already Zekukah v'Amedah, since she's already connected to the Avam, right? So then it's not exactly, right, it's not a real kinyan, so to speak. It's not a real yetziah from the father's rishus. She's already kind of shayach to this guy anyway. And the Mimer is just kind of like building on that. And then once you're telling me that Mimer is fundamentally different than Kiddushin and Gerushin, right, which we kind of probably should have known already, but okay. Once you tell me that Mimer is fundamentally different, because there already is a Zekuka, there is a Zekuka over there. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, Nami Lotishim at Meikara. The whole Kasha falls away. Right? The Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan that we started with, right, is nothing. Right? Because Shiny Mimer, Hove is Kuka Valmeda, since Mimer is different, it's just building on an already existing status, right? So it's not going to be So Lechora, she's able to accept that, right? Since she's already shaykh to that guy, but it's not a kash on getting in kedushin, gerushin and kedushin, which is is not the same. Okay, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Aish mekadesh is biduk shinara bo b'shlucho. Right, again, from our Mishnah, this is going to be a kasha, right, on Reish Lakish, right? And Reish Lakish is understanding that the Machlokas and the Braisa, or in the Mishnah rather, in Gittin, right, is both in Gerishin, right, and in Kiddushin, the Machlokas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Tanan, again, our Mishnah says that a father can be Mekadosh his daughter, Bo Ubishlucho, right, when she's an Arab, Bo Ubishlucho in, but Bo Ubishlucho lo. Right, through the Reish Lakish, right? This is, the Mishnah is saying that the father is the one who's in charge of the Kiddushin, right? And he's the one who can make a Shliach, but the girl apparently cannot, because that's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Diyuk were making. So I'm like, Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish would say, no, Hanami Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who's one of the Bala members, with one of the Machlokas in the Mishnah Gittin over there, who says that it's only the daughter. Only the father who can do the Kiddushin. But the Chachamim would hold, according to Reish Lakish's view, right? The Chachamim would hold that the daughter can accept the Kiddushin and make her own Shliach as well. So meanwhile, it's a smoke to the luck of Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is, how do you say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? The Katani Seifa, because the Seifa, the Mishnah says, this is not really a Seifa, it's a Seifa referring to, we're going to quote the Seifa on Memvav, right? The Gemara splits it up into a couple of Mishnayas here, but let's say the second part, the Chor, there is probably one whole long Mishnah. I'm not sure how it is in the actual Mishnayos, right? If you open a book of Mishnahs, but the Gemara splits into two. Anyway, so the Mishnah we're going to learn on Mem Vav says like this: Ha'omer la'isha is kachli b'tamrazu, right? If he says the woman, marry me with this date, not like the fruit, right? So he's kachli b'zu, and then he says, marry me with this date. So the Mishnah says over there, if one of the dates is a Shavapruta, that works. But if both of them have a Shavapruta, so that does not work. Because when he says, marry me with this, right, those are two separate, right, requests. And therefore, one of them need to have a Shavapruta. From Rina, my Tana is Kachi, and who's the Tana who holds that? That splits it up into two statements. So Amarava Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says in a different context, right, until you have a shvua or language of shvua or language of swearing to each one. What's going on over there? That's a Gemara in Shvua. So the Gemara there says, if five people come and claim money from a guy, right, let's say, and the guy says, I don't owe you anything. And he says to you and you and you and you and you, all right, then it turns out that he is lying. So normally, if you deny money like that, you have to bring a korban asham. Right, the question is, how many korbanos, right, does he have to bring if he denies, right, owing money to five people? So Rabbi Shimon says, right, if he says, I swear to you, and I swear that I don't owe you, and I swear that I don't owe you, until you say that, right, then you're not going to bring five korbanos. But if you do, right, so then you are going to bring five korbanos. So Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, if you have different statements, right, marry me with this, or I swear I don't owe you money, or I swear I don't owe you money. Right, so that he's the Tana who says that you split up the statements. So if the safe of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, clearly you can't set up our Mishnah, right, as Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, "V'chitema kula Rabbi Yehuda, v'prati sover like Rabbi Shimon." If you say maybe it's really just Rabbi Yehuda sheet and he holds like Rabbi Shimon, problem is he doesn't. Right, misoverla, right, he doesn't hold that again. The tiny, because we're not in the price. So zeh klal, this is the rule that klal, this is a little confusing, but klal, if there's the guy made a statement that includes everything, meaning like I don't owe all of you money. Right, chayav al kolachas ba'achas. He's chayav on all of them to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says shvua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. Right, if he says that, in that case, if I swear that I don't owe you and not to you and not to you and not to you, then chayav al kolachas ba'achas. Then he's chayav for everyone. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shvua chayav al kolachas ba'achas. Right, if he says, right, the lashon of shvua afterwards is chayav for each one. And Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon shita, as we quoted before. Lo lemen enu chayav el achi yomer shvua lekolach beachad. You have to say, I swear this, and I swear this, and I swear this, and I swear this. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? They are two of the memras, right, in that brisa. So it can't be that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is the same shita. So you can't tell me the whole thing is Rabbi Shimon. The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon because he clearly doesn't. But you can't do the opposite, right? Elakulu Rabbi Shimon he uvishlicha sava like Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, we learned that yes, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, right? In our case, right, and therefore right? The, what's it called? And therefore, that the, only the father can is the one who can accept the kiddushin, and that's how we get out of right that kasha against Reish Lakish. Okay. Rasi lo al lebe midrashan. This is going to be a bit of a story, but it's again, it tells us about this machogas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rasi didn't show up to the base one day. That happens to the best of us. Ashkechal Rabbi Zera, if he met Rabbi Zera, I guess somewhere else, and Amarle said to him, "My Amarle, in the Bay Midrasha, what was going on the base? Right, tell me what I can catch me up." So Amarle, he said to him, "Afan alo ayel, but I wasn't there either." But Rabbi Oven, who the ayel, Rabbi Oven was there. V'amar, and he said, "Chavrusa kulu Rabbi Yochanan, everybody paskin like Rabbi Yochanan." V'tzavach Yishlagish ki kruchia, right? Yishlagish cried out like a bird. Right, v'yatzav ha'isa, what do you mean? V'yatzav ha'isa, right? We compare, right? Kiddushin and Gerushin, what do you mean? They had the same halachos. V'laka da'ashkach pay, nobody paid any attention to them. So Amalei, so Ravasi said to him, Rabbi Avin bar Samcho, right? Is Rabbi Avin like a bar Samcho, bar Smicho, right? Is he reliable? Is he trustworthy? So Amalei, ain, yes, he said he's trustworthy. Kimin yama letigne, who, it's like going from the sea to the frying pan. Meaning that it's as if he got the fish right from the sea, right? As soon as it comes out, put it right in a frying pan, meaning it was right away. Right, I got him as soon as he left the base medrash. Right, it wasn't, right, he that's exactly what happened. Okay. I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Ana lo Rabbi Avin Rabbi Chia, for lo Rabbi Avin Bar Kana. Right, it wasn't either of those Rebbeim, Ella Rabbi Avin Stam. It was just Rabbi Avin. So the Gemara says, "Lamanaf Kamina." Well, who cares? So the Gemara just simply says, "Right, the Memra Didei, Didei." Right. Well, if we hear another statement of Rabbi Oven, right, and that contradicts this, right, so then we would know that there's a problem here. So but it's important to know exactly who said it, right? Which one it is. Okay. Ba'imini Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava asked Mirav Nachman the following shayla: Nara Mao Shetase Shliach LeKabel Gita Miad Baila. Can a Nara make a Shliach right to get her yet? Right, again, it's the chumim, right? It's the chumim shita, the get can be received by the girl and by the father. So does that mean the nara herself can do it, or can she make a shliach? Is it now? And what's the logic? And normally, if you can do something, you can appoint a shliach to do something. Right? It's very odd that you would say that you can't appoint a shliach. So what's the logic? So the Gemara explains: Kiyata via damya, okay, chutzar via damya. Is she like the hand of her father, or like the chutzar? Right, again, this is, gets into a lot of lumdus over here. Is if shlichos mitam yad or shlichos mitam chotzer or shlichos mitam whatever. But is the nara like the yad, right, of her father? Meaning that the nara, right, is basically him, like his hand, right, and therefore, right, the father can make a shlich. So if the nara is the father's hand, right, so the nara basically can make a shliach as well, just like the father. Or if she is she considered to be the sode of her father, obviously not literally, but conceptually. And if she is the chotzer, right, that's, as we know, there's something called a kinyan chotzer. You can put something into someone's property, into their backyard, and they would acquire it in certain scenarios. So if she is the chotzer of the father, so then she's just as if she's the father's backyard, and therefore she's not her own entity. She's not like the father. She's just like his backyard, right? And therefore, a backyard can't make a shliach. So therefore, she cannot make a shliach. So kiyat aviyah. So the Gemara explains, just kind of elaborates. Kiyat aviyah damya ma aviyah mishavish shliach. Right? Afhinam mishavish shliach. If she's like the father's yad, she can also appoint a shliach. Or maybe kachotzer aviyah damya va'adamati gita liyada lo megarsha. Right? Or maybe she's just like the chotzer, and when she herself has to get the get, right? Otherwise, even if she made a shliach, she would have to get the get before they're divorced. So Gemara says, "Mi usafkli the Rava? Right? Is Rava really right suffic with this?" Rava says, "Cause of Gevin doesn't be ad avda yoshein. If you write a get and you put it in the hand of an Evid Kanani who is sleeping, umisham raso, and the wife is there, kind of watching over the Evid. So I raise that get, so that works. Nayer though, but if the Evid is awake, so then enoget, then it's no good because the Evid has his own das. So Gemara says that. Well, we'll see in a second. Right? Nayer amai enoget. Well, if he's, what's the difference? Right? Evid Kanani is the property of the wife. Right? So who cares whether you sleep or not? Right? So the Gemara dahavile, because an Evid Kanani who's awake is just like a chotzer mishtamer shalom midaita. It has the same halakhic status of a chotzer that is guarded, right, but not guarded by her. Right? It's not lo midaita. She doesn't know about it because the Evid has his own das. So I mean, she's not controlled by her, technically. And if you'll tell me that the Nara is like the father's chater, right? Right? Well, that should be the same thing as an Eved Kanani, right, who belongs to the wife. If you tell me that the daughter is the chater of the father, that should be the same thing. Where she should be a chater of mishtameres, a backyard that is guarded, but not guarded by the father, because she has her own das. So how in the world could you tell me, right, that the girl is a chater, right, she has her own das, it should be the same scenario of chater mishtameres shalomi data, right, it's a chater that is not guarded by the father, and therefore should not work. She should not be able to even get her get. So Ella, rather, lolam chitale the chiyat avi adam. So really, Rava really held, right? That no, that Nara is like the father's yad, and therefore she can create a shliach. V'hachkamei boyle, the shayla was like this: ki mi alima chiyat avi al shavi a shliach or lo? Is she considered to be the yad of the father to the point where she can make a shliach or not? Then Amale, so they said back to him, say ain osa shliach. Then no, then Nara, I cannot make a shliach. Hey, so hold on 1 second. And I ask you, Kasha from the Mishnah. His Mishnah isn't getting, right? Ketana she'amra his kabbali giti, ain't no get out, she get the other. If a ketana makes a shliach, right, it's not a good get until she gets it. Ha nara raise a get. But a nara, right, it is a good get. So apparently a nara can make a shliach. So Gemara says, hachamayaskina b'she'en la'av. No, this case is where the father, unfortunately, rechmano tzlan lo'olenu, right, already passed away. Ah, if I'm a ketani seifa, but didn't the seifa part of that Mishnah say, Im Amar Avia Tsev Kibol Get Labiti. Right? If the father said, right, apparently he's alive, right? If the father said, go out and get the get for my daughter, right? Im Ratza Baal Laksor Baolo Yaksor. If the husband sent the get with a shliach and then, you know, thought about taking it back, right? Lo Yach, he can't take it back because it's too late, because the shliach is, right? The father can make a shliach. Bechal Dereisha Debiesh Baav Askinan. So apparently we see the father is alive. So Gemara says, no. Hachi Mechisuri Mechsura Vehachi Katani. Really, the Mishnah there in Gittin, where he's missing some words, and this is what it means. It says like this: Ketana shamra his kabbali giti. Again, a ketana who says makes a shliach to get her get, ain't no get. I'd shigia get liyada. Right? Doesn't work. She has to get the get, and that only that's when they're divorced. Now hanara, but hanara raise a get, but hanara can't do this. But medvarim murim shein laav. That's only if the father's not alive. But yesh laav. But if the father, excuse me, but the father is alive. Vemra via tseve kibol leviti gita. And the father sends a shliach to get the get. So then, verotza ba'alachs or lo yachs, or if the husband gives the get to the shliach, so then he cannot take it back because the father is able to make a shliach. Okay, fine. So that's not against Rav Nachman, because that was the Rav Nachman says that the nara can't make a shliach if the father is alive, and that's fine. The Mishnah does not go against that. Fine. Itmar, it was that ketana shenisgashes holy dasa via if the ketana accepted kiddushin without her father's knowing. Right, again, we said that the father is able to control and marry off, right, the ketana, right, that everybody agrees. Father is in control of the kiddushin. Not everybody agrees, because it's going to be sluggish. Right? The Chacham say that the Nara can accept the kiddushin. Okay, but a ketana, right, but ketana accepts her own kiddushin. The father has no idea what's going on. Amar Shmuel Tzricha, get it Tzricha Mion. She needs get and Mion. Now, Mion, if you remember, right, that's already, that's not Mimer. People get those confused. Not the same. I just start with the same letter. Miun is when there is no father in the picture, and there's a marriage that's organized by the mother and the brother. So it's obviously a marriage, Midra Rabbanan. Right? It's not a real marriage. And she can opt out of that marriage, or she can just be like, I'm out of here, right, when she becomes a gedola. Again, obviously, is a get. So the shaila is, what in the world does Shmuel mean when you need a get and you need miyun? Like, what, like, why? Like, why would you want this? And that's what we said, the Gemara says. Amar Karna, Karm says, Dvarim Bego. There's something problematic here. There's a problem here, right? There literally means those words inside, meaning the words here that make no sense. Right? Im get, lama miyun. And im miyun, lama get, right? Those things are completely different. Right? They're completely different scenarios. You need a get for a marriage d'araisa, and you need miyun for a marriage d'rabanan. Right? So what in the world would you need both of them for? So Amrlei, right, and Mimarashach, right? If you need one, you don't need the other. If you need one, the other, you don't need one, right? Because so what's going on here? So Amrlei said, they said to him, Hamar Ukva Bedina Makafri, Ach Achfua Shadrua Lakame Derav, right? So Mar Ukva, right, and is based in Kafri. Let's send let's send to Rav for a psak. So Amalulu, they said in Afchua, and they switched the shitas. When they switched the shitas, meaning they said that Shmuel says she needs miyun. Right? We had said before that Shmuel says she needs miyun and a get, and then they said that Shmuel says she does not need miyun and a get, and that's what they sent to Rav. So Amalulu, so Rav heard that and said, "No, no way, Ha'elokim, right? Ribono shel Olam, dear Lord, right? Tzricha get tzricha miyun, right? She needs both of them. V'chasla d'zari da'avah bar Abba dinem hachi chas v'shalom. That Shmuel should say that she doesn't need both of them. Now Shmuel didn't say that, right? They just flipped it, right? But Shmuel didn't say that, and then so therefore Rav and Shmuel agree that she needs both of them. So Gemara says, okay, v'tam amai. So therefore, what's the reason? Why in the world would she need both? So Amar Ravacha braid de Ravika. Tzricha get shemen nisratze av b'kedushin. She needs the get because maybe the father heard about the kedushin and was like, okay, that's fine. Right? Maybe he agreed, right, to the kedushin. Tzricha miyun, right, shemen nisratze av b'kedushin, and she needs miyun because maybe the father did not want the kedushin. So why does she need miyun? Because v'yomru, because people will say, ain kedushin tofsin b'achosa. Right, people will see the get, and they'll think that there is no kiddushin that is toface, right, between, right, the girl's former husband, right, and her sister, right, because normally the isser of achosisha that you're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister, that doesn't work. It's literally doesn't work. It's one of the arayos, right? You can't be mekadesh. Right, there is no tvisas kiddushin, right? What's called it? If you'd say harayam kudashesli to your wife's sister, so it doesn't work. Right, it's literally impossible. So people will think, right, again, people will think we want to make sure that, meaning since since there's a chance that this original marriage was no good. Right, we want to. There's a chash. There's a concern that if this guy then is Mikadesh's sister, right, that there will be a tefizas kiddushin, that it might work. So we want to make sure that there's miyun, as everybody would know that there was a potential marriage over here, meaning the get. Because if the father wanted it, so then she needs a get. If the father didn't want it, right, but people will think, right, again, people will see the get, right, and think that they were halakhically married midaraisa. So therefore, we're going to do miyun to show that, oh, maybe there were, because miyun uproots a marriage retroactively. So we're going to do miyun to show that, no, maybe there wasn't ever a marriage over here. And therefore, theoretically, if her former husband is Mekadesh's sister, right, maybe that might be halakhically legit. And then you can take the proper steps. Maybe there's a kedusha safek or whatever it is, whatever you have to do. Right, in the aftermath of that, Amar of Nachman Rauch says v'husha shidchu, and that's only if they were in the shiduchim. Right, that was shiduchim. But if it was meaning the father was talking about it, there was a discussion, etc. But if it was just stam, right, the girl met some random dude and said harei mekudeshesli, so then you don't need either one. Ula Amar, and we're going to take this into the next Amud, but we're not going to do all of this here. Obviously, Ula Amar says afilu miyun in etzricha. If in that scenario, you don't even need to do miyun. Meaning in that scenario, right, there's no miyun whatsoever. Meaning Ula is against Rav and Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel said you need miyun and get a get if the ketana accepts kiddushin. Ula says you don't need either. Right, you don't need nothing. The Gemara says I afagav. The shidchu? What do you mean? If there was shiduchim, right, they're talking about the marriage, and then she accepted kiddushin, what do you mean? So that you shouldn't need something. Maybe the father was okay with the marriage, right? He was already talking to them about details. So the man, then there, that would be a good marriage then. So Gemara says, Masniha. No, enechinami. So that you can't hold of Ula, that you don't need anything, and of Rav Nachman, that there was shiduchim going on. Right? Ula, meaning Ula, would not hold of Rav Nachman to say that there was shiduchim happening at that time, right? Because otherwise we have to be concerned that the father would agree to the marriage and then she would need to get and it would be a good marriage. Igadami, some people say, Amar Ula, that Ula said, Ketana sheniska shalola das avia, afilu miyun eno tzricha, that if a ketana got married without the father's das, right, she doesn't even need miyun. What's the difference between this and that? So before, when we said Amar Ula, afilu miyun eno tzricha, that's building off of right, the previous case, right? I mean, and that's, you know, why we had the whole Shaila, right? Again, we said Rav Nachman says that there's Shiduchim going on over here. Ula says, right, in that case, you don't need Mion, you don't need get, you don't need anything. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's Shiduchim. So that here, Ika D'Amri says that Ula said this independently, meaning without discussing, right, Rav and Shmuel with Mimanoshach, right? He said it straight away without any relationship to Rav and Shmuel's statement, just said that if a Ketana accepted Kedushin without anything, so then she doesn't need Mion, right, or a get. And okay, so we're gonna have kashas on Ula, a couple kashas coming up, but we will stop here. And we will wish you a great day or night, depending on when we're listening to this.